If you're in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
May I have an amen? An Alpha Male Entertainment Network greeting. Slight change here on the Cigar Dave Show. We'll get to that in just a few moments. But we are coming up to my favorite time of the year. College football has begun. There will not be a Saturday between now and the end of 2018 where there will not be a football game on a Saturday. The National Football League starts in just a few weeks. September, National Bourbon Heritage Month. We celebrate American spirits and whiskeys. Then we go right into October. Cigar Oktoberfest. Pairing great beers and great cigars. And before you know it, we'll be doing our year-end sparkling wine and champagne tasting maneuver show. Hard to believe, but 2018 rolls and marches along. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make masculinity great again. MMGA. Screw the enemies of pleasure and screw the enemies of plastic. And we will get to that in just a few moments. But as always, I remind you, make sure you follow me on social media. That is, of course, unless I'm shadow banned for who knows. There could be Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We've heard that they've gone after conservatives. But maybe they're going to go after those of us that are 100% USDA with a raging masculine alpha males. It could happen. However, in the meantime, be sure to follow us. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I do prefer Twitter, but I've taken kind of a hiatus the last couple of weeks. Because I have been on a slight hiatus, and so wanted to just lay back, but we will kick into things here in the next week or so. Earlier this week, I'm sure you've heard this by now. I know you've heard it. I don't want to start the show on a political basis. And the reason that I'm going to start with Andrew Cuomo's comment is not for politics, because if it was said by a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, Green Party candidate, I don't care who said it. I would criticize it. By now you've heard it, but I've got my take on it and my comments. So, Sergeant Steve, hit it, please.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
America was never that great. I wonder, was America never that great during World War I when we have to save Europe? Was it never great in World War II when we had to save Europe again? Was it not great during Operation Overlord, storming the beaches of Normandy? Were our American boys, who are some as young as 16, were they not great? Was this country not great for fighting the Nazis, for fighting and liberating a continent for freedom? Were we not great when there is a natural disaster, earthquake, tsunami, hurricane, whatever the disaster? Are we not great when we're the first ones to send in aid and send in the ship, the USS ship, the it's called the USS Comfort? Are we not great when we go and help with countries with rescue efforts? We are great. And for him to say that is outrageous. And even his crowd started to kind of boo him on that. But I wanted to make that very clear. Sorry. Is America perfect? Absolutely not. Is any country perfect? Absolutely not. However, the great part of America is that when the time arises, when there is a time of need, whether it's for people in this country or around the world, we are the first to step up. And there's a reason. If we're not that great, Andy Como, if we're not that great, then tell me, why is it that there are hundreds of thousands of people, illegal aliens, that want to cross a border and come to this country? Tell me, Andy Cuomo, if we're not that great of a country, why is it that there are huge lines for foreigners to come into this country legally and become a citizen of this country legally? Tell me, if we are not that great, why is it that all these people want to come to the United States of America? I'll tell you why. Because we are great, and we are the greatest nation in the world. There could be a couple, just like anything, in any country, there can be a couple of duds, there can be a couple of bad apples. Happens in every country. Happens in every business. Happens in every profession. But sorry, Andrew Cuomo, America, for you to say America was never that great, are you ever wrong? Nice tilt to the left. And as I said, didn't want to start the show on a political basis. I could care less who said that. Whether it was a Democrat, Republican, ultra-conservative, ultra-left-winger, makes no difference. But sorry. This five-star general says America is great. And by the way, we are coming to you from a classified location. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations, Command Center Alpha, classified location somewhere on the North American continent. Can't tell you where, but needless to say, I am in constant satellite communication with Command Center Alpha back in the Cigar City of Tampa. And as I always tell you, the five-star global alpha. And by the way, I just, as I was thinking about this, we've got a great core of listeners, cadre of listeners down in Australia. Lieutenant Aristotle, big change of government in there. Their prime minister ends up kind of getting sacked by somebody within his own party. So lots going on down there, and I had the chance to listen to what is happening down in Australia, way down under. All right. Now, as you know, I am one of the founding members of PETA. People Eating Tasty Animals. And I must tell you that I'm very proud of the fact that I eat quality dead animal products, whether it is steak, whether it is whether they're ribs, whether it is chicken, whatever the dead animal product is, throw it on the grill. You absolutely cannot go wrong. Well, PETA is up to it again. First of all, this week, PETA came after Barnum's Animal Crackers. Now, I don't know about you, but I have not thought about Barnum's Animal Crackers in probably, I don't know, 30 years. It's not something that's at the top of my mind where I wake up saying, those poor animals on the box of the Barnum Animals Cracker Box, they are behind cages. I assure you, never once in the last 30, maybe 40, I don't even, 50 years have I even thought about it. Have I said, geez, those poor animals, the lion and the tiger and the polar bear and the buffalo or the giraffe, those poor animals are behind fictitious cages on the box of Barnum's Animal Crackers. Never once. Well, PETA has been after Barnum's Animal Crackers, Nabisco, for umpteen years, getting them to change to a cage-free redesign. And Barnum's Animal Crackers has changed their design. Now, I like the new design, I will tell you that. But for them to acquiesce to PETA is absurd. Screw PETA. Who cares what PETA has to say? People Eating Tasty Animals. Well, excuse me, there are two PETAs. I'm on the better PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals. And then you have this other wacko group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. But for Nabisco to acquiesce, to free, and they say they freed the animals from the cages on the box, it's nothing more than a box. It is ridiculous that PETA would actually go after that. Now, I understand if PETA says, look, you know, okay, in certain zoos, we'd like animals to roam a little bit more. I get that. But for a box of animal crackers? They're not even real animals, PETA. Did you not get that memo? But apparently, Nabisco acquiesced. And wait, there is more. There's a billboard that was put up by PETA in Baltimore, Maryland, where I used to reside after college for 3 years. Great city, love living downtown Baltimore. But if you live in Baltimore, you pronounce it Baltimore. Great town. It is by far the steam crab capital of the world. I remember the first time when I was living down in Baltimore, some friends invited me over. I'd just been there maybe, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks. So there on a weekend, and some friends that I had met called me and said, come on over, we're doing a kind of like steam crab Sunday. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I came over. Now, I'm used to eating lobster. I've never had these steam crabs. This is when I was, right out of college, 21, 22, something like that. And they show me, they take a whole pile of these crabs, and they stick them in a big pot. They boil them, and they put Old Bay seasoning all over them. And then they bring them out, and they dump them on this giant tray. And then they have picnic tables that are all covered with this brown paper. And they take an entire tray, about 60 of these crabs, and they dump them on the table. And I'm like, what the hell? Again, I'm used to a lobster. You know, you have maybe one lobster, two lobsters. You pull the lobster apart. You get nice succulent meat. Well, crabs are very different. A lot of work involved in steamed crabs. I had no clue what I was doing. And luckily, one of the friends said, here, let me give you if you're going to be a Baltimorean, you got to learn how to properly eat steamed crabs. And he showed me exactly how to do it. You take the top shell, how you take, you know, you don't want to eat what they call the mustard, which is kind of like the guts. It's this yellow stuff, not good. How to get the best meat out of the claw, how to get the jumbo lump crab meat from the back fin. Went through it. Now, it took me a few months to kind of get it down, and now I absolutely have it down. So steam crabs are huge. Steam crabs to Baltimore are like chicken wings to Buffalo. It would be like, I guess you could say, probably tacos to California and Mexico. It would be like lobster in Maine.
Like Skyline Chili in Cincinnati.
Okay, Sergeant Steve, yes. Skyline Chili in Cincinnati. And by the way, I still have to eat... take you to lunch for Skyline Chili.
Yes, we need to do that.
That was part of our bet. If Cincinnati won, remember, the Bills had to win, beat the Miami Dolphins. If Cincinnati beat Baltimore on the road, I said, I will become a Cincinnati Bengals fan behind the Bills, and I will actually take you, Sergeant Steve, who's from Cincinnati originally, I will take you to Skyline Chili in Clearwater, Florida, and I will take you for lunch. So we will do that upon my return. But Skyline Chili to Cincinnati. Actually, Montgomery and ribs to Cincinnati, too.
That works, too.
That. Exactly. So when you talk about crabs, it's synonymous with Baltimore. I mean, everywhere you go, on every corner, steamed crabs. I don't care the restaurant, steamed crabs. I used to go to a place called Bud Polino's. Great place, just on East Lombard Street, east of downtown Baltimore. Fabulous. Well, PETA took out a billboard. They purchased a billboard in one of the... prime areas near the Inner Harbor, where you've got Phillips Seafood, Moe's Fisherman's Wharf, McCormick and Schmick's, Ocean Air Seafood, Bubba Gum Shrimp, you know, where they're all serving steamed crabs and seafood. And there is a giant billboard, and there's a crab on the right side of the billboard. And the text says, I'm me, not meat. See the individual go vegan. Well, what PETA is saying is crabs are friends. They're not food. That's what they're attempting to portray in this billboard. So they've got all these billboards near seafood restaurants in Baltimore, part of a nationwide campaign to get seafood off people's plates. And Tracy Ryman, the executive VP of PETA, said this, and I'm quoting, just like humans, crabs feel pain and fear, have unique personalities. How does she know? Has she talked to a crab? And value their own lives. PETA's billboard aims to give Charm City residents some food for thought about sparing sensitive marine animals the agony of being boiled alive or crushed to death in fishing nets simply by going vegan. The billboard's going to stay up until mid-September when the Baltimore Seafood Festival will be held. Here's how this billboard campaign is going to work. It's not. I assure you, there will not be one Baltimorean, not one Marylander, There will be not one person who resides in Maine or loves lobster anywhere in the country that will even give 1 millisecond to the thought of going vegan and giving up their beloved crab or lobster because of PETA's stupid billboard campaign. I'm me, not meat. See the individual, go vegan. I will guarantee you that will not happen. I love steamed crabs. I love lobster. I love stone crabs. October 15th, counting down the days until stone crab season in Florida. Love shrimp. There is no way in hell I would go vegan. There is no way in hell you would go vegan because of PETA's stupid billboard campaign. And give me a break. Crabs have unique personalities. How do they know? Please. It's part of the natural food chain. If you look in the jungle, you look in the wild, the bigger animals eat the smaller animals. The smaller animals eat the insects or the smaller lizards or other varmint that are out there. It's the natural food chain. That's how it works. And I'm wondering whether telling us to go vegan, don't lettuce and tomatoes and onions and peppers and wheat, Don't those plants have personalities? Don't those plants feel pain and fear? Don't those plants value their own lives? It is a load of poppycock. So good luck to PETA, because I can assure you, you are not going to change one person's mind in Baltimore or anywhere else in the country. If you love lobster, you love crab, you love seafood, no way in hell are you going to change. Good luck. They've just wasted, I think they put up 5 billboards. I don't know what it costs, but they've wasted every single nickel. Laughable. And we've got a picture that we will post at CigarDave.com and social media. All right, we will continue right around the corner. Much more Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuver conversation around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Fonseca Classic. This Dominican cigar from Quesada has a Connecticut wrapper. It's a mild to medium, well-balanced smoke, full of enjoyable flavors and aromas. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As the global alpha male and connoisseur-in-chief, I use my exceptional palate to select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you receive 3 cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic, the original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the cigar tobaccos in the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer, so there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month, you get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
Wait a
Males run on tofu. Alpha males run on meat. Steak, cigars, and Cigar Dave. The trifecta of pleasure.
And we also run on steam crabs, stone crabs, lobster, and any other meat product that ticks off PETA. It is a beautiful thing. All right, Nicaragua undergoing a lot of unrest. President Daniel Ortega and his wife, who is the vice president of Nicaragua. There has been massive civil unrest the last number of months. The Pan American Highway, which is a major transportation and shipping corridor, been blocked on and off. In fact, there have been numerous delays with cigars being shipped from Nicaragua, from many of the cigar manufacturers in Nicaragua, to the United States. Massive delays. We had some delays the last number of months because of our officers' club selections were coming from Nicaragua. We got them out towards the end of the month instead of right around the 15th to the 18th to 20th of the month, where we like to get these shipments out. But what has happened in Nicaragua is a complete disaster. No ifs, ands, or buts. Latest example, Nicaragua's annual Puro Sabor Cigar Festival, which has been going on the last, about 4 years, was just canceled until further notice. The Nicaraguan Chamber of Commerce, which has held the big Puro Sabor Cigar Festival, actually, I think it's the last 7 years. It's longer than that because I'm trying to remember. I think it's 2011, so about the last 7 years, says they are delaying the event for reasons beyond our control. What are those reasons? Simple, the civil unrest. And it all goes back to President Daniel Ortega, who did not win with a majority. He won with I think he won with 34% of the vote, something along those lines, and there's a lot of tension in Nicaragua, and Ortega, not popular to begin with. Well, the country's got all sorts of deficits and budget holes. Long story short, he ended up increasing the Social Security tax and cutting some their equivalent of Social Security benefits, so massive uprising. And, in fact, a number of cigar manufacturers were closed for multiple days. And a very, very difficult situation. In fact, a number of manufacturers have stopped, guys from the United States have stopped going down, or when they do, they are traveling with very heavy armed security. The new dates for the festival will be announced, as they said, and I'm quoting here, in due time. When that is, who knows? But they will be having a special Puro Sabor cigar event in Miami on January 26, 2019. So I will definitely head to that, where they will have all the Nicaraguan cigar manufacturers together. And I'm sure there will be an opportunity where probably at one ticket price and you get samples of all the Nicaraguan cigars, and there'll be some speakers and there will be some seminars and things along those lines. Nicaragua now, according to the U.S. Department of State, is at a level 3 travel advisory. Level 4 is the highest. So they issued that in April, discouraging travel to and from Nicaragua, urging U.S. citizens to vacate the country. Nicaragua was never like that. It was very safe, no issues, easy to go back and forth. Things have changed. Hopefully there will be regime change there as well.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, Cigar Right.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at MakerFairShasta.com or visit ShastaCounty.MakerFair.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In its zeal to declare as fraudulent all adult counseling for same-sex attraction, the California legislature may be on a collision course with the U.S. Supreme Court. You see, the Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. In that decision, the court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors. Well, Pacific Justice Institute agrees that this new bill for all adults, Assembly Bill 2943, will likewise ignore free speech and religious freedom as well.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
One of the selections in the July 2018 Officers Club was the Particulares from Sindicato Cigars. This is a magnificent cigar. It's a very authentic Cubanesque type of cigar. The packaging, the dress boxes, just have that old world Cubanesque look. And Particulares, an original Cuban brand, now being made in Nicaragua for Sindicato. It is a 100% Nicaraguan puro, meaning the wrapper of the cigar, the binder of the cigar, and the filler of the cigar. All these cigar tobaccos are grown in Nicaragua. Made by the famed Tabsa factory in Nicaragua, the Fernandez family of Casa Fernandez. They use their own Aganorsa leaf, amongst the most sought after in the world. The wrapper is a shade-grown Corojo Jalapa from Nicaragua. The binder and filler also from Nicaragua. A very rich, very spicy cigar. Almost some hickory notes on this particular cigar. but a very meaty type of cigar. And it's definitely on the fuller-bodied side. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's definitely in the 8 to 9 category. And the Particulares comes, let's see, I think about three different sizes. And you're looking about $8 to $10 on average for the cigar. And I have just pulled out one of the Particulares. In fact, I have pulled out their Belvederes, which is 7 inches in length by 52, a beautiful double Corona. You don't see double Coronas very often. Nice large cigar, big ring gauge, nice length. Definitely get at least an hour and 20 minutes out of this cigar. The Particulares Belvederes is what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
You can hear in my right hand the self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. Actually, this was given to me by Juan Lopez of Gurkha Cigars. They've got a new line of accessories, and this cutter is magnificent. I think they've got three different styles of these double-edged guillotine cutters. Absolutely incredible. Very slick, very sharp. Great design, of course. Kaizad Hansodia of Gurkha. When it comes to packaging and product design, best in the cigar industry without question. These cutters are beautiful. I think he said these cutters are in the $40, $50 category, worth every cent.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, for my travels, I've got a from the Cigar Dave Research and Development Laboratories. The guys in the white lab coats with the pocket protectors gave me a very small, very thin litation device. And this is not the kind of lighter, if you're going to have 10 guys smoking cigars, this is not the kind of lighter you want. But if it's one person or two people, very small, got one single jet flame, you can hear that, very elegant, it's got a nice rubberized finish on it. And this is good for at least, I would say, if you're going to light maybe three cigars, four cigars. So you definitely have to carry the butane tanks with you if you are going to use this more than, say, three or four times. But very nice way to light your cigar. Very cool, very elegant design. And again, I'm just sampling it. It's been working very, very nicely on my clandestine travels throughout North America.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. As about, this thing is sharp, this Gurkha double-edged cutter. Very nice. Perfect cut. I will now toast the foot of this Particulares cigar. And by the way, in addition to, as I toast this, as you can hear that, in addition to the Particulares, there we go, as I slowly toast the foot of this cigar, in addition to the Particulares, we also included a Sindicato Maduro, beautiful cigar with a San Andreas Moron Maduro wrapper, and a Cubico, brand new cigar. Now, it's been in limited release to about 30, 40 different retailers in the country, but it is set for release this coming January to all retailers that would like to carry it. However, you are one of the first in the country to enjoy the Cubico. Very nice cube-pressed cigar. But the Particulares, very nice. Let me just toast this a little bit more. Puff and rotate here. Oh, yeah. Major flavor. Nice maple. A little smokiness. Go on the foot of the cigar. Perfect. Light. Take a few puffs. Very nice. A lot of flavor. Definitely very robust. I'm definitely getting some, just a touch of sweetness, but definitely some, I'm trying to put a foot on it, almost a, like a little bit of a rich spice on it, on the end, but very pleasant. So my Particulares is now lit. The litation portion of the litation and libation ceremony is complete, but we have 50% remaining.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Thoroughly enjoying this cigar right off the bat. Now, one of the distilleries that we featured, one of the spirits we featured, and distilleries at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo 2 weeks ago, was from Honey Eye Falls Distillery. They are located in central New York, central to western New York. They are just south of Rochester and just north of the Finger Lakes. And they have created some incredible spirits. We tried the Red Saw Rye Whiskey and their Red Saw Bourbon. Very spicy. A lot of rye content. But they also make three types of gin. The Flower City Gin, that Old Devil's Bathtub Gin, and their Devil's Bathtub Gin. And I have just pulled out a bottle of the Devil's Bathtub Gin. And they say it's a mischievous twist on traditional gins that has a balanced sweet and savory baking spice profile. Notes of cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, complementing juniper, coriander, and angelica, among other different spices and flavor ingredients. Got a warming, spicy top note, full mouthfeel, lingering sweet finish. So before I mix it with a gin and tonic with a twist, let me just take a little bit of this Honey Eye Falls Devil's Bathtub Gin and say cheers on that. Take a little sip. Wow, the aroma is fantastic. Ooh, very pleasant, very fruity, very just a lot of different cloviness type of aroma to it. Take a sip. Whoa. Ooh. That definitely has a full mouth feel. Sweet, but very warm finish. There are some major CDWF, Cigar Dave Warm Factor, on the finish there. Let me pour some of this in here. And now I'm going to take some tonic water. I'll put that in. Fantastic. We're going to mix that. Say cheers one more time. Put my little lime in here. That's nice. And actually, that goes very well with my particulares. Actually, that tonic just simmered down, that Honey Eye Falls Devil's Bathtub Gin. But this bathtub gin has won two awards. It won the San Francisco World Spirit Bronze Medal in 2017. And also last year, it won the American Distilling Institute Silver Medal. So this is a highly acclaimed gin from Honey Eye Falls Distillery, the Devil's Bathtub Gin. And we thank them for participating in the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo 2 weeks ago. I'll tell you what, that Red Saw Rye Whiskey, man, was that thing spicy, but very, very impressive. If you like a full-flavored whiskey, a lot of rye with that real spicy content, it's 85% rye, 15% malted barley in the mash bill. Very potent, very powerful. All right, so take another puff of my particulares. Very nice. Take a sip of my gin and tonic with the Honey Eye Falls Devil's Bathtub Gin. And I would say that I am certainly ready for additional pleasure maneuvers. In the second hour, we will be joined by a longtime friend, Lee Corso, college football game day analyst of ESPN, who will give us the college football preview. We'll review some coaches in the hot seat, some new coaches. We'll look at all the conferences, some predictions. We'll have some. We always have fun with Lee Corso, who loves his cigars. In fact, every time we get him on, I don't even have to call Lee anymore to say, hey, Lee, by the way, listen, I want to get you on the show in the next couple of weeks. He calls Sergeant Steve while we were in Buffalo 2 weeks ago. The phone rings. It's a Saturday morning. It's about an hour before the show. Lee Corso saying, hey, General, listen, when do you want me on? Got to get those cigars. Loves the cigars that we send him. Loves coming on. He's based in Orlando, just down the street from the Cigar City, and just a great guy. We always have good times with Lee. So we will be joined by Lee Corso, top of the hour, entire hour spending on college football preview. And Sergeant Steve, we're working on a special guest for our National Football League preview next week. Do we have him lined up yet?
It's not confirmed yet, but we will get it done.
We will get it done. Big name and very well-renowned in scouting and in football. And I've listened to him for a long time and read his gone to his website and read his scouting reports. So hopefully we will have that nailed down, which I believe we will. So Sergeant Steve, you're pretty good buddies with this scouting expert.
I am. That's why I'm confident we'll get it done.
Absolutely. So we look forward to having him on. We'll tell you more about that. We'll just tweet it out during the week once that is done. But Lee Corso will join us in the next hour as we talk college football. College football began two nights ago, Thursday night. I don't know if any of you watched the first games. They weren't any big barn busters. But nonetheless, college football is back and beginning today, Saturday, August 26th. Until the end of the year, there will not be a Saturday without some form of college or pro football. As Lee Corso would say, life is good.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florado wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well...
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetite's fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Redding landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Redding.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Robin Leach, wishing you champagne wishes and caviar dreams on your private yacht, your private plane, or your private mansion anywhere around the world on TV's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I do a pretty good Robin Leach impression. And I have the opportunity to meet Robin Leach several times over the last, I don't know, five years or so, as he resided in Vegas. And after his TV show, he was a well-known Las Vegan resident and was involved in hospitality in Las Vegas. And actually was a cigar connoisseur, enjoyed an occasional cigar, used to come to the Cigar Retailers Convention. In fact, I think we had him on the show very briefly. He was passing by where our stage was set up, and we brought him on very, very briefly. In fact, I also met Wayne Newton that same day. I think I got a picture of Wayne somewhere, he and I. I'll break that out. But Robin Leach is actually a very pleasant guy, fun guy. Sad to report that he has passed away at the age of 76. He actually would have been 77, I believe, next Wednesday. He suffered a second stroke Monday. He was in hospice care. He'd been hospitalized since November 21st after suffering a stroke in Cabo San Lucas, according to a columnist. And his family came out and said that funeral arrangements are going to be announced. But Robin Leach, I'm Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I mean, that voice, that show was big in syndication for, geez, got to be at least 10 years. In fact, everybody, you remember that line. Wishing you champagne wishes and caviar dreams, I'm Robin Leach. Hard to believe that Robin Leach, 76, would have been 77. So rest in peace, Robin Leach, and hopefully you will be seeing many of those people that you enjoyed on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And as I take my glass, I will toast to you, wishing you champagne wishes, caviar dreams, and great cigar aroma pleasure. All right, take a sip here. Robin Leach. All right, let us move on here. And by the way, in just a few moments, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Lee Corso, college football game day analyst of ESPN, our annual 2018 college football preview. Cannot wait to get into it. We'll spend the entire hour. Let's face it, those of us that are alphas, we love our cigars, we love our grilling, we love our steaks, we love our spirits, we love our pleasure, we love our golf, our travel, we love our sports, and we love football. College football, pro football, 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 great time of year. Now, we've told you about the straw police. Straws now are an enemy of civilization, an enemy of America, enemy of the world, an enemy of the environment, all because one young kid who did a report, some school report, that had no basis in fact whatsoever, stated that there are, I don't know, 5 million straws or 200, who knows, some cockamamie crazy number, saying there are all these straws used every day, something like 300 million cigars a day, and that they're all being tossed into the oceans, which is not true. In fact, the waste that is being tossed into the oceans are coming from primarily Asia. Those are the culprits. Not in the United States, not Canada, not other parts of the world, primarily from Asia. And by the way, there are, what, 350 million people in America? You're telling me that there's 300 or 350 million cigars consumed every day? Not true. I mean, straws. What did I say, Sergeant Steve? Oh, I said cigars. Sorry about that, straws. Hey, listen, I'd like 350 million cigars to be consumed a day. That would be a beautiful thing. The aroma would be fabulous in the country. But straws. So this week, I've got to notice, I've gone to numerous restaurants. I was out to lunch, what was it, yesterday and the day before. Actually, 3 days in a row. And for 3 days in a row, I've ordered an iced tea or club soda. And I use those little, the Stevia-flavored water enhancers in those things. Kind of create my own lemon-lime soda without all the fake NutraSweet and Splenda and all that other nonsense. And the glass comes, and there's no straw. So I said, excuse me, can I get a straw? They're like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And then the second day, second restaurant, same thing, no straw. So I said, listen, I want to be politically incorrect. I want a straw. I said, are you withholding straws? She said, well, actually, we've switched to paper straws, but we're only giving them out if people request them. So this is now the latest nonsense that we are seeing from the enemies of pleasure, from the environmental wackos, the wackadoodles, that all of a sudden straws now are contraband. And by the way, those paper straws, within 15 minutes, the thing started to get soggy and clogged up. I'd ask for another one. And then yesterday while I'm at lunch, my iced tea comes, no straw. So I'm having fun with it. I'm telling the waitress, I said, look, I like to be a terrible environmentalist. I want to do my part to pollute every single landfill and every single ocean in the world. Please bring me more than one straw. She's like, we only have one beverage. I go, bring me like three or four. I want to use, between sips, I'm going to change straws. I'm being a rebel now because this is absurd. And again, it all revolves around some nonsensical kids' report stating that there are 350 or 400 million straws being consumed every day and they're all ending up in the oceans. It's nonsense. But just remember what the Nazis said. If you tell a big enough lie and tell it often enough, people will believe it. Just like we saw Al Gore. The Earth has got a fever. By 2015, the Earth is going to be all, the glaciers are going to be melted, the coasts are going to be overrun, you won't be able to walk, there's going to be 3 feet of water everywhere you go. Well, guess what? We're in 2018, that has not happened. And what is the latest assault on plastic? Where are the plastic police targeting next? Plastic bags. The largest supermarket chain in America, Cincinnati-based Kroger, has announced that they will ban the use of plastic bags at its grocery stores by 2025. They're going to be transitioning from single-use to reusable bags to, quote, better protect our planet, according to Kroger's CEO. And what they want to do is they want to go to these bags where these reusable bags, and you see them now at supermarkets. They're $1 or $2. And I see, I tell you, you can pick these people out. These are like the Birkenstock wearing hippies. They like the women don't wear any makeup. You know, they've got underarm hair all over the place. They don't use any form of deodorant or antiperspirant. Their hair is just like prematurely gray. They look like they're about 140 at the age of 21. And you pick these people out, and they bring their little bags. Well, a study not that long ago, I read about this about a year ago, found that those reusable bags are loaded with bacteria and other, you know, sorts of germs. So I don't want to use a reusable bag. So they're going to sell the bag, but if you request, they will have paper bags. Now, I've got to tell you, now we see this with straws. Now it's going to be bags. What's next? Come on, there's no way that after straws and paper bags, there's anything else for these environmental wackos to go after, right? Not so fast, my friend. Now we've got the Balloon Brigade. They've gone after plastic straws. We're seeing an assault on supermarket plastic bags. Well, now there is an attack on balloons, where these environmentalist wackos now are saying all the pieces of the balloon that fall back to Earth can be deadly to seabirds and turtles that eat them. They're saying colleges have to stop releasing these balloons for football games, and anybody having a meeting or a convention, they've got to just stop it because it's now being, they're ending up and killing wildlife. Now, if you launch all these balloons in an arena, an indoor arena, how are wildlife eating these balloons? Again, it's the environmentalist nutcases. Their lives are so miserable, they have to come after your straws, your balloons, your paper bags. Well, I have made a vow I'm going to use more paper straw or more plastic bags, more balloons, and more straws in the upcoming year. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show with Lee Corso in our college football preview.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Current and former politicians are beginning to react to the death of GOP Senator John McCain.
From the White House to Capitol Hill and beyond, past and present officials are remembering the war hero, presidential candidate, and U.S. Senator. President Trump expressed his deepest sympathies and respect. Former President Obama said McCain showed us what it means to put the greater good above our own. McCain's fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said the world has lost a hero and a statesman, describing McCain as a wonderful friend. And McCain's 2008 vice presidential running mate, Sarah Palin, said today we lost an American original. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Weather Service dropping all warnings for Tropical Storm Lane, saying it's now moving away from Hawaii, heading west into the Pacific Ocean. The storm is currently packing winds with gusts to 50 miles an hour, but those are expected to weaken over the next couple of days. The death of missing college student Molly Tibbetts, allegedly in the hands of an undocumented immigrant, now playing a big role in the upcoming Iowa midterm elections.
Conservatives in Iowa are scrambling to gather at least 1,500 signatures to add the name of a local attorney to the ballot to challenge incumbent Attorney General George Miller, a Democrat currently running unopposed. Organizers say they need a candidate who will crack down on people living in this country illegally. A Mexican farm worker living in this country illegally has been charged with Tibbetts' murder.
Wally Hines reporting. Pope Francis in Ireland and is facing a lukewarm reception and scattered protests on his trip to the Emerald Isle. Even his vow to rid the church of the scourge has been dismissed as a disappointment by some of Ireland's wounded victims in the priest sex abuse scandal. This is the first trip for a pope since 1979. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
U.S. Navy formally reestablished its second fleet at a ceremony aboard an aircraft carrier in Norfolk, Virginia.
The event officially intensified the military's focus on the North Atlantic, where Russian ships and submarines operate with a frequency not seen in 25 years. The change is mostly organizational. It revives a command that's dedicated to overseeing American warships as they deploy between the U.S. East Coast and the Barents Sea off of Norway and Russia. The revived fleet also reflects a broader change in U.S. military strategy. The nation's primary concern is shifting from terrorism in the Middle East to America's growing competition with Russia and China. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities say nearly 100 pounds of cocaine has been seized from a Delaware port where it was hidden in boxes of pineapples headed to New Jersey. Cocaine had a street value of more than $7.6 million. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Officials in Yellowstone National Parks don't plan to capture or kill a bear that injured a 10-year-old boy visiting from Washington State.
Tracks show the bear was a female with at least one cub. Park officials said Friday the bears were likely foraging and were surprised by the family of four. They say the female grizzly was defending its cub. The attack happened Thursday on a trail near the Old Faithful area. Park officials say the bear chased the boy, knocked him down, and bit his backside. The bear left when the boy's parents used pepper spray. Patrick Voss reporting.
Bulgarian authorities say a tourist bus flipped over on a highway near Sofia, killing at least 16 people and leaving 26 others injured. Police say a bus carrying the tourists on a weekend trip overturned and fell down a side road 66 feet below the highway. The accident happened around 5 o'clock. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Not only can I smell the aroma of my fine cigar, but I can smell college football around the corner. And in the first hour, I incorrectly stated that college football had already begun. I was incorrect. Remember, an alpha can admit when he is wrong. College football begins this coming Thursday, August 30th. Three different games. Purdue Northwestern, Texas A&M versus Northwestern State. Oh, boy, that'll be a barn burner. And UConn-UCF. Actually, that one at 7 p.m. I will watch. And with college football, it is our tradition that we have a longtime friend and one of the great names in college football, Lee Corso. Not only is he a college football aficionado, he is a cigar connoisseur as well as being a fellow Florida resident and great guy. So we will spend the entire hour college football preview front and center on the Cigar Dave Show. And we welcome you back without any further delay. Sergeant Steve, let's hit that ESPN college football game day music. We want to get Lee Corso pumped up, amped, ready for our college football preview. Lee, greetings. Have we gotten you in the mood for your first broadcast next week at Notre Dame?
Absolutely, Dave. I can't tell you how excited I am about the football season, but most of all, I'm excited about being on the Cigar Dave Show, radio show.
Lee, I've been thinking about this. We've gone back. I met you. I want to tell the story how we met. Do you remember how we met?
No, I have no idea.
I saw you on a street corner, like looking at hitching for a ride, and I said, hey, the guy looks a little suspicious, but I'll pick him up anyway. No, the truth was, you remember
that's
when... No, this is going back, I think, about 21 years ago. I tell you what, it's 21 or 22 years ago when ESPN was opening their ESPN club in Disney. And I got invited. You were there. I remember meeting Brett Musburger. I mean, Nancy Dellum, the fabulous sports babe, was there. All the big names from ESPN and ABC were there.
Yeah.
You were there, and I didn't get a chance to see you during the party. I saw you, but you were, obviously very popular, everybody talking to you. It was a very crowded party. I'm leaving. I'm walking back to my car, and I see this guy in his boxers and a T-shirt on the second or third floor balcony smoking a cigar, and I look up. It's Lee Corso. I yelled up to you, and I said, Lee, you remember that?
Yeah, I do now. Holy mecca, that was funny. I do remember that. You caught me smoking my cigar at Disney.
I did. And you're and I look up and I said, Lee, I do a show and I've got to get you on. And you're like, no problem. You yelled your number to me. I literally wrote it down and I called you. And I think you've been coming on the show now like 19 years. So it's been a long time. It's hard to believe. And you keep getting better with age, Lee, because I'll tell you, you are, without question, the star of ESPN College Football Game Day between the personality, between the young kids. I mean, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I mean, you've got groupies, Lee. It's incredible.
Thank you, Dave. I tell you what, I enjoy this show more than any show I do is being on with the Cigar Dave Show because I get a chance to talk football, and it's right now starting soon. That's exciting to me.
Exactly. Now, Lee, let's talk about your yearly regimen because you have a protocol that you go through where you basically kind of hole yourself up and really spend a lot of time analyzing not just the games you're going to do, but you analyze almost every team and every player in the country.
Yeah, I do. I go away on a retreat for about 3 days like a monk. I don't talk to anybody. I don't see anybody, no phones or nothing. I just take my football material and read it over and over again. And I've already done that 2 weeks ago, and it's really a great thing because I can concentrate on football without the outside world bothering me.
So, Lee, as we look at college football, before we get into looking at the bowls and looking at the teams and the coaches, we've got to talk about two big stories going on right now. The first one, without any question, is Urban Meyer at Ohio State, suspended for three games. And then also there's a Maryland football scandal because their head coach, D.J. Durkin, now also suspended because there's some issues on how they've treated their players. What is going on in those two programs, Lee?
Well, basically, it's not very good because it seems like that both coaches, I'm not for sure, but both coaches prostituted their integrity to get a job, keep their jobs. And that, once you do that, let me tell you something. Once you prostitute your integrity, you can't do that, not to get a job or to keep a job. And it seems like that it has happened in both cases, that both coaches did something wrong. Now, Urban Meyer has got a three-game suspension. That's a slap on the wrist.
You're right.
I don't know all the details, but I tell you one thing. That will linger on forever for him. They'll always remember him as a guy that would put on his probation. Because I tell you what, his enemies will never forget that and bring it up all the time.
Well, and I'll tell you, a lot of alum at University of Florida that loved him when he was winning, when he left, he kind of really wore out his welcome at Florida.
Well, they didn't like the fact that he said that he had these tremendous health problems, and that's why he had to leave. And then one year later, he goes to Ohio State. And while he was there, I read an article. I think 31 players while he was there was arrested. While he was in Florida, that's not good.
That's unacceptable. Look, I get there's pressure to win at the collegiate level, but ultimately the job is you want to graduate players, you want to run a clean program, and you can't treat players today like players were treated back. Even when you played way back, I mean, you look at Bear Bryant and the way that they had that one summer camp where they made a movie about it that was really a torturous camp. You can't do that these days where you can't withhold water and other, when it's hot outside. And you can't talk to players the way they did 40, 50 years ago. The game has changed that way.
First of all, it's changed for the better. It's
right.
Got to be like that. I tell you what it's done, and it's social media. Now a coach can't do anything. He doesn't want to be known all over the place. Social media is the number one thing in college football. It's changed. For the good, I say. For the good. And if it's used right, it's good for the keep coaches straight. I tell you one thing. You can't treat players like you used to treat them because of the fact the social media is there.
Right, absolutely. And, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, didn't D.J. Durkin, wasn't he a coach under Urban Meyer at Florida?
He could have been. But
he was an assistant. Yep, he was an assistant. Just checked it. Yep.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. because your assistants are their own people going on. But I it doesn't look good, just basically.
All right. Well, college football kicks off next Thursday. Lee Corso of ESPN College Football Game Day is our guest for our college football preview on the Cigar Dave Show. And it all really, it starts next week and it culminates on January 7th, Lee, with the College Football National Championship, 8 p.m. on ESPN at Levi's Stadium out in Santa Clara, California. But before January 7th, there's a lot of football to play. And before we start looking at the college football rankings, let's take a look at some of the new hires, because there is a kind of a coaching carousel, as there is every single year. I'll tell you what, to me, I think the best hire by far was Nebraska, Scott Frost.
Very good. He's a good young man. He's a good football coach. He won at UCF last year. Now, the difference between him and some of the other coaches, Nebraska has high standards. Now, Nebraska's high standards were set with Tom Osborne and Bob Devaney, and they were set in the Big 12. That's a lot different than him being in the Big 10. Nebraska will be good under Scott Frost, and he's a hell of a coach, but they will never be as good as they have been with Devaney and Osborne because of the fact they're now in the Big 10, and it's a lot tougher playing those teams.
Well, you look at what he did at University of Central Florida, and Lee, you live in Orlando, so it's right in your backyard. How he took that program, and I think, what was it, 2 years to national prominence is really incredible. And, you know, just when I became familiar with him, obviously, last year when they were undefeated, and listening to him talk and just watching him during games and dealing with the media, he's really, I think, a great fit for Nebraska, not only because he's an alum, but, you know, I think he's the kind of coach that players want. He can easily recruit. Players want to play for him. He's a straight shooter kind of guy, not a flashy guy, but I think he's a great fit for what Nebraska needs.
He's a perfect clone of Tom Osborne, the coach he played for. And I tell you what, I think Scott Frost was one of the best hires, but I want to make sure you go understand this. Nebraska will ever be as dominant as he were when they were in the Big 12. That Big Ten is different players,
right,
different coaches, different teams than the Big 12.
All right, we go out to the Pac-10. UCLA hires Chip Kelly. I think Chip Kelly is more of a college football coach than he is a pro coach. I can't wait to watch their games.
What he did at Oregon was unbelievable. He changed not only the culture, he changed the way college football is being played. Chip Kelly, it will be successful at UCLA. The thing he's got to do, again, it's the same thing. He plays very good football teams in the Pac-12. And the fact that he's going to be a very, very, very good coach, UCLA gets good players. It's a perfect, beautiful campus, great academic institution. But I think he will be very, very successful at UCLA.
Now, your alma mater, Lee, Florida State, the Florida State Seminoles. I did not like the way Jimbo Fisher left. I thought it was classless. And I think the alum, and I know numerous big shot alums that said, you know what, we gave Jimbo Fisher everything he wanted. We got a little fed up with him. It was never enough. He wanted to go. And they bring in Willie Taggart, who came from Oregon 1 year before that. He was at the University of South Florida. Had a tough time, tough number of years at USF, but he turned that program around. I like Willie Taggart.
Well, he's a terrific hire. I think he was one of the best hires in college football. And he did a very, very smart thing. Willie Taggart turned to Bobby Bowden to get his influence back in the program. He's now incorporated some of Bobby Bowden's former staff and philosophies and traditions at Florida State. That was a brilliant move, and I think the most important move he made while getting that job.
I agree. Bobby Bowden is a legend. He's a great guy. I mean, what you see on television is the same you see in person. He really is just a down-to-earth, you know, just a country kind of guy. And how Jimbo Fisher, you know, it's almost as if Jimbo Fisher, I understand that, you know, you want to assert yourself over the program and you're, you know, Bobby Bowden was a legend. But the way he kind of excommunicated Bobby, I thought was in very poor taste. And bringing Bobby back, being part of this festivities, part of the program, I think Willie Taggart, home run right out of the gate. So that'll be interesting. All right, let's take a look. Oh, go ahead.
Home run. Definitely home run. The single most significant thing he did was to get Bobby Bowden back in the program.
Now, let's go from Tallahassee in the northwestern part of Florida down to kind of the west central part of Florida. University of Florida, the Gators, they go over to Mississippi State, and they hire Dan Mullen as their new head coach.
A terrific head coach. Great hire. Now, remember one thing. He took Mississippi State to about seven or eight straight bowl games, and that is tough at Mississippi State. He was a terrific coach there and built a program, especially at the quarterback position. I think he is going to be one of the best football coaches that are in the country. And remember, he was Urban Meyer's number one receiver, primary coach. So when you criticize Urban Meyer about producing another coach, you got to give him credit because Dan Mullen is just like Urban Meyer.
Well, and Dan Mullen, under his tutelage, there are a couple of good quarterbacks that he produced, Dak Prescott,
yeah.
Alex Smith. So clearly he's a coach that knows how to work with quarterbacks. Lee Corso, our guest for our college football preview, the co-host of ESPN's College Football Game Day, joins us. Let's take a look at Tennessee. Boy, they have had a once great program, has just been in a state of total disarray the last, I don't know, 8-10 years. They bring in Jeremy Pruitt. First, they go after Greg Schiano. That turned into a disaster. But they settle on Jeremy Pruitt, who comes from Alabama, who is Nick Saban's ace recruiter. How do you think he's going to do? First head coaching gig.
Well, I don't know how good he's going to do, but the reason they took him was Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart was a defensive coordinator at Alabama, and they took him to Georgia, and he built a program overnight. So they went through it, the same position, and now he's at Tennessee. I don't think he'll have the success at Tennessee that Kirby Smart has had. Kirby Smart is one of the best for young coaches in the country, and he's got it rolling now at Georgia.
He sure does. And we look at Texas A&M in the SEC. They bring in Jimbo Fisher. How do you think they're giving him everything? Boy, all the money in the world. They're giving him all the facilities, alum that are loaded to the gills. He's really got pressure to deliver a national championship, or otherwise he'll be a bust.
Well, remember, Fisher was complaining about Clemson. Clemson was doing this, and Clemson, he don't know what he's got into, boy. And his division, there's a ton of good football. Alabama, LSU, Georgia. The SEC is a heck of a lot different than the ACC. If he thinks it was tough competing against Clemson, wait till he starts against these other guys. Now, I tell you what, he is going to have a tough time. He'll build a program, and he'll get good. But now there's also been a controversy already about him. So you know, anytime you're getting that much money and you go expecting to win, there's a public eye on you. Then you better keep straight. If not, it's going to get out.
Now, the strangest college football hire that I think took place during the offseason was at Arizona State hiring Herm Edwards. Now, I think Herm Edwards is a great guy, but I'm not. He hasn't coached in the college level. Hasn't coached in 10 years. Hasn't been on the college level since 1989. The athletic director, I think, is his former agent. You look at Lovie Smith. What a disaster that's been at Illinois. I don't see Herm Edwards turning that program around.
I don't either. I think Herm is one of the motivators, talks real good, and may recruit good. But that league he's in, he's a tough. The tough league, and I tell you one thing, in the state of Arizona, he's going to be really tough to compete against Arizona, where Sumlin's there. The coach was at A&M. They took him to Arizona now, and he's a very, very good coach. I agree with you. I don't think he'll be quite as successful as he hopes.
Now, Lee, let's take a look at some of the coaches that are – we've talked about the new hires. How about some coaches that are on the hot seat? I got to believe Urban Meyer has got to be on that hot seat. There's a website, coacheshotseat.com, and he's listed number one right now. But I got to believe that with what's gone on, he's got no room for error.
I think he's got to behave himself. There's no question about that. And their social media will constantly get on him. Remember one thing about coaches. They're really, everybody respects them a lot. And they're really with them. When they make a mistake, they never let them forget it. Example, Woody Hayes and Joe Paterno. Two of the best coaches that ever coached this game will always be remembered for things negative about him. That's the problem that Urban Meyer's got. His critics, the people that don't like him, will always be looking and watching him.
Now, two coaches that, well, one coach definitely you can see in the hot seat. The other one is getting a little lukewarm. Pretty big name, Jim Harbaugh over at Michigan. Everybody thought at Michigan he was going to come in and turn that program around in a year, and it's really been a disappointment so far for Wolverine fans. So he's on the hot seat, and I think Ed Orgeron, he's been on the hot seat. I like Ed Orgeron. I think he's a good coach. He's a great recruiter. I think you got to give him a little pass there. But, you know, some of these big programs, they just have no patience whatsoever. These guys come in, have to turn the program around, and if you don't do it within like an hour, they want you out already.
Jim Harbaugh is a real good football coach, but he rubbed a lot of people wrong. The reason he did things a little different. And when you do things different, it's really great if you win. But if you lose, they start to ridicule you. I think Michigan will be a big surprise this year because of Shane Patterson, the quarterback they got from Mississippi, will be a good quarterback and a great quarterback eventually. So I think Harbaugh will make it. And I don't know about Ed Orgeron. He's got the LSU people wanting more and more and more. Again, the LSU people are really difficult to see. They got rid of Les Miles. He beat everybody except Alabama, and nobody beat Alabama. So
right.
I don't know. It's a lot to do with the alumni and the head of the institutions.
All right, Lee, we've got about a minute and a half in this segment. Let's take a look at the preseason.
You forgot one guy I want to bring up. Joe Moorhead of Mississippi State. Joe Moorhead.
Okay.
He's the new coach of Mississippi State. I think he was the best hire of all the guys we mentioned. The reason he's a tremendous football coach at Penn State, and he was the National Offensive Coach of the Year assistant 2 years in a row, and he got that offense going, and he was a great coach at Fordham, at the University of Fordham. And that fact that Joe Moorhead, do you watch him? Mississippi State's not only got a good team, they got himself a good coach. We didn't mention him, and I want to mention him because everybody should remember Mississippi State this year will be a spoiler in the SEC West.
Lee, this is why we bring you on, because you are the college football analyst guru. Whatever I don't hit, you do, and that's why we love having you on, because you keep us straight. Lee Corso is our guest as we conduct our annual Cigar Dave College Football Preview. Lee Corso, extraordinary college football game day analyst on ESPN, and every week he dons one of the big mascot hats, probably the most watched part of college football game day. When we come back, we will take a look at the college football rankings. We'll get into the various conferences, and then we'll scout out some of the great games to be to put on your calendar for the 2018 season. I am the General. College football is around the corner.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Fonseca Classic. This mild to medium cigar uses a Connecticut shade wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Mexican binder for a smooth smoke from this classic cigar. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around, from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
That fight song sounds very familiar, especially being a Syracuse University grad. That is Down the Field, the Syracuse official fight song, written originally in 1914. It has stood the test of time. Lee Corso, college football game day analyst of ESPN, joins us for a college football preview. Lee, let's just get right to the chase. The Syracuse Orangemen go to win the national championship January 7th at Levi's Stadium. Let's just end it right here.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
We well, say that every year, Lee.
Yeah, that's why I say it. That's why I say it. You did. We said every year. Next year. Wait until next year. We'll kill them next year.
Next year, I'll tell you what, though. We've definitely lost, you know, Dick McPherson passed away last year. He was a legend, and I remember when I was a student there, he'd go and eat at the Varsity Restaurant, a pizza place. He'd intermingle with the students. He turned that program around, but, Lee, it took him about 4 or 5 years to really turn that program around, and he got Syracuse really into a prominent national power. They were top 10 under him, for a number of years. It all began with a big upset over Nebraska. But he was a great guy. I know you knew him. He was just a class act all the way.
McPherson was not only a great football coach, but as good a coach as he was, he's a better person. He was one of the nicest guys I've ever competed with. I coached against him twice, and he beat my brains out when I played at Syracuse. And he was not only a great person, but a wonderful human being. He's missed.
Yeah, he really is, and just I always said he should have never gone to the New England Patriots because he was revered in Syracuse. He ended up moving back to Syracuse after he left the Patriots and did a lot of college football analysis on the radio, but just a great guy all around, and that's what college football really misses, those kind of coaches. Now, Lee, and by the way, Dino Babers, I really like. I think he's going to do a good job at Syracuse. Going to take him time because that program was in the depths of disaster territory, but I really think he's a good coach, and give him time, and I like what he's going to do.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look, Lee, at the top 25 rankings. It's a real shocker. Number one is Alabama, and number two is Clemson. Number three is Georgia. Shocking.
Well, you got to remember, in college football, success breeds success. It's not like the National Football League, which is designed for parity. In the National Football League, the worst teams get all the best players the next year. And right. If you're bad again the next year, you get better good players. But in college football, the teams that win are going to get the best players. And if they win again, they're going to get the best players. Success breeds success in college football. It's different than the NFL parity. And I tell you what, if people say to me, that's not good, well, let's go. Let's get some good teams in there besides it.
Well, and you look at like a team like Clemson. Clemson was not a top 10 power. If you go back 20, 25 years ago, I mean, they weren't one of the elite college football programs. But over the last maybe, 7, 8 years, they've really started developing an incredible program, and now once they start developing, all the money starts coming in, and they built incredible facilities, and they've got a very solid head coach.
Remember, the ACC was Florida State, State for years, and then now Clemson's moved in, and Florida State's taking a back seat. But I tell you what, the ACC is a good conference, but it's not one of the best conferences in the country.
No, I definitely would agree with you, but there's some great games. And I will say this about Dabo Sweeney. When they played Syracuse last year and Syracuse upset them, beat them handily, it wasn't even close. I got to give credit to Dabo Sweeney because he went into the Syracuse locker room afterwards. He asked to go in, and he shook the players' hands and just said, you guys beat us fair and square. And I thought that was a real classy move. And, in fact, the one receiver that really gave him fits all day, he went right up to them and shook their hands. And really, I just thought it was class all the way.
Well, that's the kind of guy he is. Now, Syracuse beat him 27-24 last year in a great game at Syracuse. This year, they go to Clemson. Watch out.
Payback. Oh, there's no question about it. It's a different story. No question. No doubt about it. All right, so we've got Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin number four, which I think is kind of interesting, but people don't realize they've developed a great program over there. They've had some nice consistency. Then you've got Ohio State at five. University of Washington is now number six. Their head coach originally came from Boise State. I like him. Done a nice job with that program.
Oh, he's terrific. Washington's got one of the best teams in the country that nobody's heard about because everything is, remember, the Pac-10, Pac-12, over in the West Coast, the games are never seen in the East Coast. So people never see how good these teams are. But Washington's got a good defense, a great quarterback and running back, and a very good coach. But I tell you what, I think they're class of the West Coast this year.
Lee, not so fast, my friend. I stay up to watch all those Pac-10 games. I stay up to the wee hours of the morning during college football season because I don't want to miss anything. So I'm on top of it.
You know what? You know what I mean? You're one of the five people that do.
All right. As we take a look, number seven, Oklahoma now. Baker Mayfield goes number one in the pros to the Cleveland Browns, but they're still ranked fairly high, and they played in the national. I think they played in the national championship game, didn't they, last year? Yeah, it was Oklahoma and Alabama.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. They're not in the national championship game. They played in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, that's right, in the Rose Bowl. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they got beat by Georgia in overtime. And then, I tell you one thing. I don't think they're the class of the Big 12 this year. I think the surprise team in the country is going to be Texas. I like Texas. They lost to Oklahoma 2 years in a row, but by only a total of 10 points. They're very, very close. They got good young players, and Tom Herman's a terrific coach. And by the way, Tom Herman coached under Urban Meyer.
They're ranked number 23, but clearly, from what you say, they'll move up. We look out, round up. Let's see.
I don't care where they're ranked in the rankings.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I'm telling
you, makes no difference now.
Texas is good football,
and it's early. You know, you look at these rankings. You don't know anything until the game is to play. You know, the games start getting played because things can change. And we take a look. Let's just round it off here. You've got Oklahoma 7, Miami 8. Auburn 9, Penn State 10, Michigan State 11, Notre Dame 12, Stanford 13, Michigan 14, USC 15, TCU 16, 17 is West Virginia, 18 Mississippi State, even with a new head coach, 19 is Florida State, 20 is Virginia Tech, 21 is UCF, that's interesting, 22 Boise State, 23 Texas, 24 Oregon, and 25 LSU. But as we all know, Lee, you got to play the games because things can change once you get on that field.
And after listening to all those teams, there's going to be a test now by everybody. Tell me what you said.
Exactly.
I promise. It's so confusing. They don't remember what you say. Who is it, 21, 26? No. Let me tell you something. Football is a game that is played on the field, and it's going to be won by emotion. That's why there's going to be a lot of upsets. And the 21st teams you name are not going to be the same.
That's what makes college football great, because on any particular week, you can't have an upset.
Yes, very much so.
And usually, Lee, they come in waves. I mean, I remember the week that Syracuse beat Clemson. There were like two other huge upsets that weekend. And that's what makes it great, because everything changes and you never know. But ultimately, Alabama came out again. But by the way, Alabama lost their offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, to my favorite National Football League team, the Buffalo Bills. He's now the offensive coordinator with the Bills. So be interesting to see how they adjust losing Daboll, who called a great game in the national championship.
He called a great game, but it was Saban's master stroke. They changed quarterbacks at halftime. They won the game. He took his number one quarterback and benched him and brought the kid from Hawaii in, and they won the game. That was one of the most memorable changes I've seen. It took nerve, and Saban was one of you guys that could do it. But I tell you what, that change might have been, I'll tell you what, I'm saying this now, it might have put Saban as the greatest coach that's ever coached college football. He's won more games now.
And he's a great coach, what's amazing is he did it at LSU, he did it at Michigan State, he's done it at Alabama, and to keep rebuilding like that and keep stocking up and lose. Remember, he develops these great assistant coaches, just like he was a great assistant coach, and he keeps losing them, and he keeps rebuilding. They don't miss a beat.
Yeah, he's missing six of them, six new coaches in Alabama this year. Anybody else? And Bobby Bowden said this. Bobby Bowden started losing at Florida State when he lost his top assistants. Now, Alabama keeps winning with him and without him.
All right. When we come back for our final including segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show, we will look at our conference previews And then we'll pick some key games to watch and mark on your calendars for the 2018 college football season. It is our college football preview on the Cigar Dave Show with our great friend Lee Corso, college football game day analyst on ESPN.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
As the global alpha male and connoisseur in chief, I use my exceptional palate to select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. For every month, you receive three cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic. The original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the Cigar Tobaccos and the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer. So there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
If you're like millions of cigar buffs, you've enjoyed a love affair with Romeo y Julieta. Your passion has made it the world's best-known brand. Trusted to
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
College football preview continues with ESPN's Lee Corso. And the theme song you are hearing is the USC Trojan Fight Song. And the reason we're playing it, Lee, will you just refresh our memory who you picked last year to win the national championship?
I forgot.
Let me remind you, the University of Southern California. I think you thought John McKay was still coaching the team.
Yeah, I did. It's my fault. I forgot. Lapse of memory.
So, and I always say you could never go wrong. Just pick Alabama every year. You probably got about a 90% chance of winning it, right? But let's take a look at some of the conferences here real quickly here. First, let's start off with the SEC, arguably the best conference in the country. And when you look at the different rankings, first of all, the SEC rankings in the East, you're probably you got Georgia, which won it last year. They got to be the odds-on favorite to win it again this year.
Yeah, I think Georgia against Alabama in the SEC title game, and this year I'm picking Georgia to win the game. I think they're going to intercept a pass in the overtime and upset Alabama. So Georgia in the SEC.
All right, Auburn have any chance? Are they going to be decent this year?
Forget it.
If you say forget it, then I'm going with you. Let's go to the ACC, Lee. Let's just stop right here. The Syracuse Orangemen are going to win the Atlantic Conference. Let's just forget Clemson. They're weak.
Syracuse next year.
All right, so you got to look at Clemson, and then I think right behind them probably Florida State. But Clemson, without question, I mean, in the Atlantic Conference of the ACC, they're still the team to beat. Now, on the Coastal, could be interesting. I say you got Virginia Tech and Miami.
I think Miami wins it there. I think Clemson plays Miami in the ACC, and it's the Clemson defense is too tough, and they'll win that game.
All right, let's go over to the Big Ten. All right, in the East, you've got Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. Boy, that could really be that could be a slugfest.
That is the best division of all football right there. They're really, really good. Well, I'm picking Penn State to win that, and I'm picking the other side, Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin will play Penn State in the Big Ten Championship, and Wisconsin will win. Wisconsin is an SEC team in disguise as a Big Ten team. Big, strong, fast, mean, Wisconsin.
Interesting. Let's go to the Big 12. What do you think about the Big 12? I mean, I think you probably got to be looking there. Oklahoma State, West Virginia.
Yeah, you named three teams. I'm thinking Texas.
That's right. That's your sleeper, Texas. Okay. All right, Texas.
I'm thinking Texas to play Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship, and Texas wins it. They lost two times to Oklahoma by a total of 10 points, and they're ready this year. Texas wins it.
All right, let's go to the Pac-12. In the Pac-12 North Conference, I'm going with Washington Huskies, but Stanford right behind them.
Yeah, that's a terrific pick. And the other side of the league, I'm going with Southern Cal because they're a good football team, but they got a question at quarterback. Washington will win. I think Southern Cal, and Washington is the winner.
Well, I can tell you one team with no chance, Arizona State, so I'm not picking them. Let's go to the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. In the East, you got UCF and USF, Orlando and Tampa. I tell you what, that's going to be – I think USF could be the team there.
I live in Orlando. I'm picking Central Florida. You live in Tampa. You pick South Florida. That makes sense.
That makes sense. If we look at the West, you got Memphis and Houston and SMU, so that could be a slugfest. Now let's move over to Conference USA. In the East, I'll tell you what, Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin, the guy has done a marvelous job, no doubt about it.
He is terrific, and I agree. I think they're going to win. In fact, I'm predicting that Florida Atlantic will give Oklahoma all they can handle in the first game. They're a good football team.
Will he ever get a big-time college football gig again, do you think?
An athletic director that wants a winner will take him. He's got some problems in his fact that he's a little different, but he's a winner. And I don't know if he will or not.
He's kind of a problem child, Lee. We talked about that last year. Let's move over to the MAC. I'll tell you, the MAC plays some pretty good football if you watch it. And in the East, I got to go with the Buffalo Bulls. They've under their coach, they've really started to turn things around.
Yeah, they got a good football. That's a good pick. I'm telling you, the Mid-American is a tough conference and makes great players. And I tell you, I like Ohio University with Frank Solich as a coach.
Yep, and then if you take a look, Ohio is, also could be in contention. In the West, you've got Toledo and Northern Illinois. I'll take Toledo on that one.
I'll take Northern Illinois because they gave me a chance and I coached there.
You did? Northern I didn't Illinois. Know that. Before Louisville.
Oh, yeah. No. Before the Orlando Renegades, I was the coach.
Oh, before the Renegades.
Northern
okay,
Illinois.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then as we look at the Mountain West, you've got Boise State, Wyoming in there, and, Boise State
Boise
just
State.
Reloads every year. Yep. And then San Diego
Ed
State.
Shows Boise State.
All right. And then when we look at the Sun Belt, we're not even going to spend time on that because that's kind of a minor conference.
No.
But what
yeah.
I do want to do, Lee.
No.
I want to look at some key games. I mean, it starts off this year, week number one, next week. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to predict the championship game.
Well, wait. We're going to get to that. Okay. You want to predict? Okay. Championship game?
Yeah, I want to do
all
it right now.
Let's do it right now.
Clemson will play Washington in one game, and Clemson will beat them with a good game defense. I think Georgia plays Wisconsin in the other semifinal game, and that will be a slugfest. It's like two SEC teams. And I think Wisconsin's offensive line will win that ball game. And then Clemson against Wisconsin for the national championship. Now, everybody's going to say Clemson, in their defense. But I tell you what, Wisconsin is an SEC team in disguise. They got the best offensive line in the country. They got a big running back. They can play great defense. I'm picking Wisconsin to win the national championship this year.
Okay, you're going on a limb. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with the perennial favorite. I got to go with Alabama, although I'd like to see Wisconsin win it. I think that would be a nice change. All right, let's look at some key games here real quickly here. We got about 2.5 minutes to go, Lee. First up, you're Michigan at Notre Dame. College football game day will be there. That's going to be a good one to start off.
It would be a great defensive game. Sean Patterson from the Michigan quarterback could be the difference. But I like Notre Dame because I'm Catholic. No question. Oh. That's the only reason I'm picking them, but that's a good enough reason.
All right. Week two, this is going to be a good one. Clemson at Texas A&M.
Clemson is – I don't care where they play. They've got a good defense, a front line, and they'll beat Texas A&M.
All right. Week five, Ohio State, Penn State.
Penn State, Trace McSorley, remember that name, Penn State quarterback, Trace McSorley, I think is predict will win the Heisman Trophy. He has 75 touchdowns, and he's accounted for 75 touchdowns the last 2 years. He's 22-4 as a winner. I think they'll beat Ohio State at Penn State College.
All right, and just a week five, I'm going to just go some quickies here. Ohio State, Penn State, which you talked about. Week six, Texas, Oklahoma. You got Georgia, LSU,
Texas.
Week seven. Michigan State in week eight. Michigan at Michigan State. Clemson, Florida State, week nine. I mean, we got some great, just phenomenal matchups going on here, Lee. It's going to be, an exciting football season, no doubt about it.
It always is, and there's going to be some major upsets because college football is big, it's great because of those upsets.
All right. As you know, Lee, we always like to look at some college football and some names you not be familiar with. But real quickly, I've got to get your prediction. How do you think the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs are going to do this year?
Next year's the year.
Next year is the year for the Banana Slugs. All right. Hey, Lee,
they're going to play Syracuse for the national championship.
Beautiful. You can't go wrong. Lee Corso of ESPN, always fantastic to have you on. Cigar Dave, the General saying, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. College football is around the corner. Life is good.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding,